Let's get back to more of this rich dialogue with Tavis Smiley.
Please be joined now by Kimberly Seals Allers, who is the founder of FemTech. We're going to talk about Earth, a new app. That's spelled I-R-T-H, Earth, a new app designed to eradicate racial disparities in childbirth while we have this conversation now. Glad you asked, because we are officially today in Black Maternal Health Week. We celebrate this week use this week of April 11 through 17 to get at the issues that Black women have to deal with, the health disparities, the challenges, and all that when it comes to Black maternal health. And so we commenced a series of conversations on this program yesterday, and we'll be having a few of these conversations over the week of April 11 through 17 during Black Maternal Health Week. And so today is April 11th, my calendar reads. And so we commenced these conversations now in earnest with Kimberly Seals Allers, who I'm pleased to have on this program. Kimberly, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you on the program. Tell me first about FemTech.
So, you know, FemTech is a field around technology that is really designed to meet the needs of women and femmes. And so I'm proud that Earth is in that category, and that, you know, we're a tool really for social justice. And as you mentioned, a way to make sure that we take the bias out of birth, right? So It's Earth, but we like birth, but we drop the B for bias. And that's the way that we use technology in service of women and femmes and parents.
Mm-hmm. So tell me more then about the app, Earth, I-R-T-H.
Right. So Earth is a first of its kind Yelp-like app designed just for Black birth. So it's a place for us to leave reviews of our OBGYNs, birthing hospitals, and pediatricians. We are all about crowdsourcing and publicly sharing where we're getting good care and where we are not. On the back end, we turn these reviews into data to work directly with hospitals, payers, and providers to literally help them learn from the living and improve their care instead of waiting for another tragic maternal death to recognize that this hospital may be problematic. So that's the work that we're doing right now in 8 states across the country, really trying to hold health systems accountable for their treatment of Black women and birthing people, and for us to say as a community, we have power and we can use technology to leverage that power and use our voices to start holding these systems accountable.
Do these, I love the app, I checked it out last night. So my question is, do these reviews actually matter? And if so, make the case for me.
Absolutely. Well, they matter on 2 levels. We are a dual market tool, right? On the front end, they matter to our community. So, you know, if I had a bad experience at a hospital, which is what happened to me and my inspiration for starting Earth, I had no way of knowing how someone else like me experienced that hospital, right? We know that people are not being treated the same way at the same place. But with Earth, we can see how other Black or brown folks rated and reviewed a particular hospital provider. So that's a game changer for our community, because that's immediately information that we didn't have before. We have no idea what another person experienced. And unless it made the news, we wouldn't know if someone passed away or nearly died there last week or last month or last year, right? Mm-hmm. And so Earth reviews, because they're transparent to everybody, are immediately of value. That's number one. Number two, we're actively working on the back end to look for frequency and patterns. So, for example, one of the things that we know is that the CDC has already said that 80% of Black maternal deaths were preventable. There are too many preventable deaths, and that's because Black women are being dismissed, our pain levels are being ignored, we're not being listened to when we're asking for help, and these are the types of things that we identify on the back end, and then we look for hospitals that are having these reports in high frequency, and then we approach them and go after them and target them for an intervention and an improvement plan. So on the front end, we're helping our community. On the back end, we're helping hospitals improve. And even if hospitals don't want to listen, our voices have power, and we can show them that we will not just not share what's happening to us in their facility. And that's powerful.
No, it is powerful. I mentioned earlier, Kimberly, that we had a guest on this program yesterday, Dr. Carla Williams, who told her story about why she does what she does. And in part, she had a bad hospital experience as well with her first child, and then decided to give birth at home for subsequent children because of what she experienced in a hospital. And she unpacked that story for us yesterday, and it was fascinating to hear her talk talk about it because, again, she is a physician herself, and she chose not to trust the hospital system beyond her first child. Since you referenced it, I wonder if I'm pushing too much. Tell me, and I'll back up. But given that you are the founder of Earth, this app designed to eradicate racial disparities in childbirth, born, as you said, out of your own experience, your bad experience at a hospital, would you mind sharing that?
Sure. I mean, I was a person, I'm actually a journalist by trade. I'm a former senior editor at Essence, a former writer at Fortune magazine. I worked in newspapers. Rupert Murdoch sent me to London. I worked for his newspapers there. So I was a person who was research oriented, to say the least, right? Mm-hmm. And then I became pregnant myself, and I did that same level of research. And at the time that I was having my children, there weren't as many resources available. I probably had access to more than most folks had. And so what I was learning was absolutely traumatizing. So I did a lot of research, reading the reviews, reading those media reports about best places to best hospitals. And then I went to one of those highly rated hospitals in New York City and walked out feeling disrespected and unseen. I had a C-section. No one wanted to explain to me. My pain was being dismissed. My questions were not answered. On the other side, I specifically said I was breastfeeding, and they gave my baby formula repeatedly against my wishes for no reason. And everything that I read in these reviews was a standard practice of care I had to fight for. And so it was very strange to me that I was having a completely different experience from the things I had read. But when I look back at it, the people who were actually leaving reviews at that time were kind of upper and middle class white moms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was clueless that actually their experience was not a good barometer or metric for what I would experience. At that time in my life, I was not yet married. I was literally at Columbia in graduate school. So I was an unwed black woman with basic insurance, right? Student insurance. And that's how I was treated. And nobody cared about my journalism career. Nobody did no one asked. I always say that hospital gown is a great equalizer. And we know that now the data is showing that regardless of socioeconomic status, right, black women still continue to die disproportionately. A recent study coming out of California showed that black women earning over six-figure incomes were still more likely to die, and their babies were more likely to die than white women who hadn't graduated high school. So this is not about black women being poor. We don't get prenatal care. We look at what happened to our track and field athletes. These are fit people. Don't talk to me about black women not taking care of their bodies, because these are women whose bodies are in tip-top shape, and they still nearly died or died. So no matter what type of excuse they try to take or make, it's been shot down by data, by repeated personal experience, by Serena Williams, for crying out loud. So it's time to talk about racism and bias, and that something is happening when they see black skin that causes another type of treatment. And this is exactly what we're seeing in our Earth App reviews. Travis, right now, nationwide, the number one negative experience being reported in Earth is my pain levels were dismissed. Number two is my requests for help were ignored or refused. Number three is I was scolded, yelled at, or threatened. Too many black families being threatened with someone calling the authorities or CPS on them when they are making decisions about their babies and their bodies. Too many black men being threatened to call security on them when they are simply advocating for their beloveds. It is ridiculous, and we have to publicly share, because this is how we hold systems accountable.
It's an amazing app. It's called Earth, I-R-T-H. It's designed, as I said earlier, to help eradicate racial disparities in childbirth. The creator and curator of that app is Kimberly Seals Allers. She's our guest in this hour as we delve into, for the next week, Black Maternal Health Week, April 11th through 17th. When we come forward, I was fascinated to hear Kimberly run that list of what's been reported right now on Earth. The first is my pain levels were not taken seriously. I want to talk about that as part of racism and bias for women and their maternal health when we come forward with Kimberly Seals Allers on Tavis Smiley.
Hope, agency, dignity. This is Tavis Smiley.
Can you dig it?
Sounds different, huh? This is Tavis Smiley.
A few minutes ago, I mentioned Dr. Carla Williams, who joined us on this program yesterday, talking about Black Maternal Health Week. She joined us from New York, the Boogie Down in the Bronx, where she has her clinics. We're joined now, and not planned this way, it just works out this way, we're joined now by Kimberly Seals Allers, who is also New York-rooted. And there is sad news out of New York. Mr. C, a beloved and influential figure in hip hop who served as the DJ for rapper Big Daddy Kane and is credited with helping to discover the notorious B.I.G. Has died, we are told, at the age of 57. We talked earlier in today's program about the death of O.J. Simpson at the age of 76 from prostate cancer. We will talk about that with Geraldo Rivera, O.J. Simpson's life and legacy. We'll talk about that at the top of the next hour, about 11 or so minutes from now. But news out of New York that Mr. C has passed away at the age of 57. Met him once or twice in the hallways at Hot 97 on any number of my visits to that studio. But again, he was the DJ for rapper Big Daddy Kane, and helped to discover Biggie Smalls. And so our thoughts and prayers with the family of Mr. C there in New York City. That said, back to Kimberly Seals Allers, as we talk about this amazing app called Earth, IRTH, which helps to eradicate racial disparities in childbirth, specifically for African-American women. And I celebrate Kimberly and what she's doing with this app. So you mentioned a moment ago, Kimberly, that the app is reporting a number of things right now. At the top of the list is Black women reporting that when they tell physicians, when they tell nurses and healthcare professionals about their pain levels are not taken seriously. I'm not naive in asking this, but why would you not take a woman seriously, no matter who she is, when she tells you about her pain?
Well, that is a very good question. And, you know, we need the medical community to give us a better answer. But what we do know is that, again, talking about racism and bias, that there was literally research, and I'm using air quotes that you can't see, that said that Black people did not experience pain the same as white people did, right? So this was literally the ways that racism was embedded into research, and then that research became practice. And I believe it was not, you know, in the late 2019, 2020 that they were surveying medical students. And some of them still believe that Black people didn't experience pain as others did. And again, it was rooted in what people, you know, considered research. But research has been racist. And so this is what we're seeing, that people hold biases and stereotypes about Black people. And that is seeping into practice. The other thing that we know is that Black mothers and Black women have never been respected in this country as mothers, right? Mm. We were forced to take care of other people's children. We were forced to give our milk to this country, to our oppressors, right? And ever since we decided to claim our bodies for ourselves, we have been demonized as Black women as mothers, right? And this is a powerful story. And I say this all the time, that we have been portrayed in media as being capable and desirable for taking care of other people's children, but somehow not capable of taking care of our own, right? And that's the lie that's been told. And these types of stereotypes, if you Google Black women, you go back to the Moynihan Report, right? What they said about Black women, you know, right? That we were welfare queens and all the negative things. These things matter, and they have impacted the way that a medical professional deal with us. And this is not to say that, you know, there aren't great folks out there doing the work. We're very grateful for healthcare providers. And the fact of the matter is like everyone has biases. But when we see that the data shows that people's biases, people's stereotypes, their wrong beliefs about Black people is disproportionately leading to our death, now we have to check it. Now we have to start saying, no, ma'am, and no, sir. We are going to be documenting. We are going to be, people leave, write names in Earth. They're very specific. I'm here for it. We have to start holding folks accountable.
We are in the midst of Black Maternal Health Week, April 11th through 17th. Our guest right now is Kimberly Seals Allers. Our remaining moments with her when we come forward on Tavis Smiley.
What's your quarrel with the world?
You're listening to Tavis Smiley.
Ready to re-examine your assumptions and expand your inventory of ideas? More of Tavis Smiley coming your way right now.
More of Kimberly Seals Allers coming your way right now, at least for the last 3 minutes I have left in this hour. She is the founder, the creator, the curator of Earth, IRTH. It's an app designed to eradicate racial disparities in childbirth. In case you've just tuned in, you can donate to this app as well. I'll let Kimberly tell you about that in just a second. But we believe in supporting causes around here that are making a difference. And certainly this is not just making a difference. It is helping to save the lives of Black women. And so you can donate to Earth as well. We'll let Kimberly again tell you about that before I lose her in 2.5 minutes. But Kimberly, I'm still stuck. I scribbled it down the minute you said it. I get it, but I'm wondering if you can unpack this amazing statement you made earlier, that hospital gowns are great equalizers.
Yeah, because, you know, people don't see, I think, that as Black people, you know, like we want to believe that our accomplishments, you know, may help us get treated better.
Yeah.
But those aren't actively seen. I share a story that when my children were young, I always kept like a proper outfit, you know, ready to go at the back of the door for the emergency room. Right. I was afraid to show up in like sweatpants or looking, you know, whatever, because we know that people use these things to judge us. Right.
Yeah.
It is why our parents and grandparents got dressed up to go to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know that these judgments happen. And this is exactly what we're seeing in the Earth App reviews, whether people are being judged because then, you know, about their marital status, how many children they have, how many fathers of those children they have. Which is, and none of these things have anything to do with prenatal or birthing care,
right?
Right? None of these are health questions. But what they are questions and circumstances that people use to make a snap judgment. And then that judgment to them defines what level of quality of care you deserve, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you have two baby daddies or whatever. You don't deserve my attention. You don't deserve to have your questions answered. You see what I'm saying? And so this is the way that, you know, stereotypes and racism really impact the care that we receive. You know, racist ideas about Black women being baby making machines and having multiple children. Again, nobody's business.
Yeah.
It's none of your business.
Nope.
But they're using these things to, and this is how they determine who they're going to listen to, who they respect, who is worthy of having their pain levels attended to.
No, we were laughing just a moment ago. What you're saying is very serious, but Miles, my board op, and I are kind of looking at each other, grinning. It is always the case. I say this all the time. Whenever I talk to anybody in New York, we wait for the sirens. We know it's just a matter of time. At some point in that conversation, you talk to anybody in New York, you're going to hear the sirens. And we made it to the last 2 minutes, and those sirens come through. But it just lets us know that it's authentic, this conversation is with Kimberly Seals Allers in New York City. Let me close. And
true.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it happens every time, and I just wait for it. I know it's going to come at some point. I got 30 seconds left. Very quickly, tell me how we can support this app called Earth, IRTH.
Thank you so much. We are a nonprofit. We believe that we need to center our community voices. You can go to earthapp.com and look for our donate button. Please follow us on social media at The Earth App on Instagram or Earth App on Twitter and Facebook. We need the support. Earth only wins if people put data in and we use it to hold these systems accountable. So we are grateful.
We celebrate Kimberly Seals Allers for being an advocate for equity in maternal and infant health for Black women. Kimberly, good to have you on. All the best to you.
Thank you.
A conversation with Geraldo Rivera, who hosted the show of record every night during the O.J. Simpson trial, in case you have not heard. I'm sure you have. O.J. is dead at the age of 76. Geraldo Rivera, when we come forward on Tavis Smiley.